The Gemara that we were stemming from was the issue with Shmai and Avtalion, how they were able to be on the Bez Din HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim. Isn't that a Srara? Doesn't that go against the fact that the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis includes within the concept of a Ger not being a Melech, Beker Som Tosim Alach HaMelech, the Gemara has Xeris HaKosev, that the Karav Achicha, that you have to be from lineage of Yiddishkeit, and not Gerim, not Chas HaShalom, to say that Gerim are any less at all, that's not what the Gemara says, it's just a din, that the Melech has to be such a person, and that's the structure of leadership in Klal Yisrael, should also be of such a format, and therefore, the Gemara says, even on Yevamos Memhei, that we learned in the last Mar Mekaymes, in the beginning of the week, that the format should be that a person who's a Parnas al Tzibur, or a leader on the Tzibur, should not be a Ger, should not be a convert. We spoke about Rav Moshe's tshuva about a woman running a Hashkaka organization, a woman being a president of a shul, and we spoke about Rav Moshe's tshuva about a Ger being a Rosh Hashiva, that he thought that wasn't Srara, because you're just kicking people out and letting people in, and it's not really a covet to be a Rosh Hashiva, which I thought was fascinating. But within that tshuva, he deals with how to get around the fact that Shmai and Avtalion were included in the Sanhedrin Gedol. But I think we need to really delve into this sugya of the different shitas in the Rishonim and where the limitations are about a ger being a dayan or a ger not being a dayan. Yeah, Max.
When we're saying ger, we're talking about actual ger. Like,
yeah, we're talking about actual ger, not the son of a ger. Right. That was the Maharal's Mahalach, but we went with straight up Mahalach, like the Gemara in Yuma's Mashma, that these guys, Shmai and Avtalion, were actually Gerim. So the first of the Maharal Mekoymes is a Gemara in Yevamos. Thank you, whoever brought this and put this in front of me. So Gemara in Yevamos says, on Daf Kuf Aleph, on the Beis, going on to Daf Kuf Beis and Aleph, is really a major Gemara when it comes to this sugya. I put some of the parameters and some of the limitations on this sugya. Amar Rava, ger donis chaveru dvar Torah. Rava said a din, a ger has the ability to don his friend as a ger. Doesn't tell us what he's allowed to be don, it says he's allowed to be a dayan. Shene'emar, som tasim alecha melech. Pasuk says, you should choose for yourself a melech. Pasuk in Shoftim, Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, that Hashem also agrees. You should place upon yourself a melech that Hashem chooses as well. Mikerev Achicha Tasim Melech Alecha Melech. Alecha Hu Debayinu Mikerev Achicha, Aval Ger Donis Chavero Ger. So as I said before, everything emanates out of this pasuk that is from Melech. The Gemara is clearly telling us, like we learned in Yevamos Memhei Amud Beis, that this halacha of Som Tosim Alecha Melech is not limited to the actual king of Am Yisrael, but any positions of authority are following the same rules and regulations of Melech. And since the Torah says, Mikerev Achicha, Alecha Melech, that means the person who's going to be your king should be Mikerev Achecha, should be someone with lineage from your brotherhood, not from a converted family, meaning he shouldn't be a convert. But says the Gemara, you should learn the drasha Alecha when it comes to donning things about you, right? But if Savitsky, it's talking about being don, not Alecha, but it's being don Ger Chavero. So then what's going to be the halacha? Then it's going to be absolutely what? Permitted. Absolutely fine. Thank you, Nathan. That's Rava's drasha. Learn the pasuk and shayftim. There's a difference between when he wants the dan alecha and he wants the dan acher. And then the Gemara goes on. One more line. Vim oya imo me Yisrael, and if he's really Jewish. So again, we're out of a classic ger. His mother is Jewish, which is a full-fledged Jew. Right, if a woman sleeps with a non-Jew and has a child,
last year,
if a woman sleeps with a non-Jew and has a child, does the child need geiris?
No. We did last year the yichud.
Does the child need geiris? What are you paskin?
No.
So I agree with all of you. However, if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Simon Beis, in Eben Ezer, he quotes from the Nesivis that he should get Geirus. So there were certain Gedolim, and Rabosai, I'm going to tell you right now that Rashi and Tosfos in Kiddushin say that they need it, but we don't pass like this. When Rabbi Avadya Yosef came to YU, Chacham Avadya came to YU, I think he came more than once. Rabbi Shechter told me that he spoke about the same topic, and he said, we don't paskin like that in a Sivis, that's brought down in the Pesachei Tshuva, and we hold that a child that's born from a Jewish mother does not need Geirus. Why some Achroinim and some Rishonim, like Rashi and Tosfos and Kedushin, would write that you would need Geirus is a shir on its own. We have to, Mirtz Hashem, we'll have time to give that. It's a whole Hezber in the Achroinim, why, what's Pshat, and the fact that you would need Geirus, possibly. But we don't paskin like that la'alacha. So it's not an accepted opinion. I think Rav Aaron Soloveitchik might have been chayshish for it, I was told. But la'alacha, if the mother is Jewish, that's someone who's accepted to be Jewish. So now get a Rashi ala Torah. Rashi ala Torah takes a stance on this topic. In which parsha? Parsha's Emor. Rashi says, when it's going through the lineage of Parsha's Emor, Rashi says that what was the woman's name that slept with the Mitzri? Shloimis Bas Divri, right? Shloimis Bas Divri, right? And when Rashi in Parshas Emor, you're Balkari Max. Oh, so where is that in Emor? Shvi, Gebaldik. So in Shvi, Rabosai, listen to this. The Shara Melech on the Rambam brings this proof from Rashi Ela Torah. I don't know why I'm talking about this right now. But it's in Shvi. Oh, I'm in Bahar. Leishim Emor. Just a geshmak of Rashi that no one pays attention to. Oh. Vayikov ben Aisha Yisraelis as Shema Vayikalel Vayaviu Oso Moshe. The Mekalel, the famous Mekalel, right? Who is it? What was his lineage? Vishem Imo Shloimis Bazdivri Lamati Dun. Pasuk Yud Aleph Ayin Rashi. Listen to this. Vishem Imo Shloimis Bazdivri. You hear this, Max? Shloimis, right, Bas Divri, Dabronis Haisim, Daberisim Kol Adam, Lefichoch Kilkala. She used to schmooze with all the men, and that's why she got messed over. Lemat the Don. One second. Where's this Rashi? Melamed Shiniz Geyer. Where earlier? Help me out here, Max. Rashi says that the son of this child that slept with the Jewish mother was Megayer. I don't know. Can't find it now. Yotzer ben Yisrael Yisrael is meichin yotzer.
Cut this out of the
recorder. It's too late. Oh! Pesoch b'nei Yisrael, melamed shenisgayer. Melamed shenisgayer. Melamed shenisgayer. Why was he misgayer? Why was he misgayer? His mother is Shleimi Bas Divri. Sharmel says, Raya Rashi ala Torah. Rashi holds, he have to be megayer. But we don't pass him like that. Lamaisa, that's not the accepted psak, but if, so now the Gemara is coming and saying, but even if your mother is Jewish and you're a full-fledged Jew, right? You're apostle from being a dayan for chalitza. Linyan chalitza achi aviv v'imo miYisrael, you need double lineage. Why? Shenemar v'nikra shmo biYisrael, as the pasuk says, by chalitza v'nikra shmo biYisrael. Fine. So we have different limitations, different halachas that are paralleling different halachas. When it comes to being dan, a klal Yisrael, a ger is not allowed to be dan, right? When it comes to being ger dan is chavero, so then it's not alecha, so then he's not limited from the pasuk. When it comes to chalitza, then he needs for both mother and father. Azoy zok the gemara in Yevamos. What? What is he not allowed to be dan against the Yisrael? Machloikis between who and who?
Rashi and Taisus.
Rashi and Taisus. Comes along Rashi and Dibur Maschel, Ger don is chavero. Dine nefoshos. Ger is only allowed to be dan chavero and dine nefoshos. Masha'enkin, he's not allowed to be dan as Yisrael and dine nefoshos. Deilu dine mominis laumin. Afilu lichol Yisrael. What's that locha of a ger danning a yid, a regular Jew, when it comes to dine mominis? Are you joking me? Yes.
Oh, he's able to.
He's able to.
Yeah.
Good. Disnan, like the Mishnah says. Hakol k'sheyen lo dudin memaros v'arminon hakol lasu yimai. Tosfos says, ayin what I said to you earlier. I'm sorry, in another place. Ayin mem hem abez, but he says it more clearly in Sanhedrin in your Masechta. An lamed vavam abez. What does Tosfos say? Someone give me a Sanhedrin. Nathan, give me your Sanhedrin, please. Taisis in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Vavam Abayz says, not so fast, Rashi. You misunderstood the Gemara. Halacha l'maisa. What can a ger dan a Jew? Hacha mashma d'stam ger kosher l'dinei mamonos v'kosher d'beperek ha'choletz achshere ravel l'mari barochel u'mani afursi d'bavol d'kevin d'imo miYisrael mikarev achicha karina be'alma boi imo miYisrael. Says Tosfos, it sounds like from the Gemara in Yevamos that until you're going to be Imo Miyisrael, you're not allowed to be Dan. Until you're Jewish. Until your mother's Jewish. Oh, this Gemara that says a ger is kosher Lodun, right? Because what did the Gemara say over here? Why is this brought down in Lamed Vavam and Beis in Sanhedrin? The Gemara says, Hakol k'sher in Lodun dine mamonos, says the Mishnah. Everyone is kosher to be Dan dine mamonos. Hakol k'sher lasuye what? Says to include a ger and a mamzer, the Gemara says. Both of them are kosher to be done. Says Tosos, what? This is a problem. Who's happy with this Gemara?
Rashi.
Rashi brings this Gemara as a proof. Hakol asui mi, hakol to include, even a ger is kosher to be done dini mamonis for another regular Jew. But Tosos says that can't be. Tosfos says for a number of reasons that can't be, and therefore, what does Tosfos have to touch up the Gemara in Sanhedrin to say Hakol Kosher Ladin Dine Mamonis mean? A ger is not allowed to be done. What is Tosfos' answer in Sanhedrin Lamed Vavam Beis? He's allowed to be done. Who?
His other ger
chaveru. So Rashi and Tosfos are now going to argue when the Mishnah said Hakol Kosher Ladin Dine Mamonis, everyone can be included to judge Dine Mamonis, and the Gemara says on Lamed Vavam Beis that comes to include a ger. So Rashi and Tosfos now Lishitasim are going to argue: is that to judge Yisrael or is that only to judge ger chaveru? Rabbi Isai, I understand Tosfos.
Across the board, you're not allowed to be a dayan. Alecha, mikarev achicha, alecha, whenever you're judging Yisrael, it has to be mikarev achicha.
Good? Nathan, makes sense? Across the board. no matter what area of din you're talking about. Din emonos, din nefashos, straight up, I understand Tosis. Abitan, you understand Tosis? Good.
For Gear Zorara, it's a problem. It's learned down for the Pasuk of Som Tosim El Chamelach. Problematic. Obviously not to Gear Chavero, like Tosis says, because that's not Alecha. But when it's Alecha, when it's talking about Jews, full-fledged Jews, a Gear is not the one who could be a Dayan, no matter what the topic at hand is. No matter whether it's Dine Mominus, no matter whether it's Dine Fashos. However, yeah.
What it was, would that to be that at least in Dine Mominus' case, both of them have to be Gear, or just at least one of them is, one of the plaintiffs is?
No, if you're tying two plaintiffs, I think both of them have to be Gear.
And where do you?
I don't think it's binding the guy with the other guy.
Would he say that for Gear Caballero, he would say Dine Fashos also, or no?
No. For Rabosai, what in the world? What in the world is Rashi saying? Does this bother you? It's just arbitrary? I don't understand. How do you read this Rashi? What in the world is Rashi talking about? If the Pasuk says that you can't be done because there's a problem from the Pasuk, so you can't be a dime. Why should I now distinguish between Dine Mominus and Dine Nefoshus? Simple question, Rabosai. What in the world does Rashi mean? Good question. Sawalski, you like the question? My question is, I don't understand Rashi. Do you like it? Well, that's not really a question. What is Rashi talking about? Question mark. Get it? Everyone got it? Ben, you got it?
Yep.
Can you repeat
that? Don't get it?
I'm saying there's a big difference.
Oh, I'll be done. You want to play hardball? I'll play hardball. Yeah.
There's a big difference in Dina and fucking
Dina. Oh, so you're already giving a teretz. So I'm slower than you. So I want to substantiate the teretz. What's the difference?
I'm saying, one is you're dealing with life and death. One is mummy.
What does that mean? You're a diet. Are you a diet?
But you want to have the most qualified people who are going to be choosing whether or not
somebody... I am a fan of having qualified... Listen, there is a group in the Torah that says, b'chol mo'odecha b'chol nafshecha. There's a group in the Torah that people hold of their money more than their lives. So that for those people, you better make sure you have the most qualified diet and have the money. And those people might even be from your hometown. You never know.
Oh, I get it.
Chevra!
Okay.
It's a joke. Chevra! Chevra! No. Cleveland? No. No, Fala. Fala. Chevra! What's the pshat? What's pshat? Abitam, what's pshat? Now, I hear what you're saying, but like Lamaisa, a dayan is a dayan. If a dayan walks into this room and he's donning dini mamnas, and most of the time he's not donning dini nefoshos, we're respecting a dayan. That's something that's chashev. That shouldn't be allowed to be a ger. L'chara Tosis is right.
So,
unless one draws a distinction and can prove to me that fundamentally there's a distinction between dini nefoshos and dini mamnas. And for that, Rabosai, I come to the sugya in Makis, which is a yesod for the rest of Shas for you guys. Rabbi Osei, part of the reason we do these sugyas and do these marmakaymas, we don't just go through Rashi, Tosis, and Ardaf, is because I want you to have fundamental principles that will help you in other sugyas in Shas, and this is an example of one of them, where we're going to elaborate from Rashi, Tosis, and Makis. Yeah, and Kivegar Makis.
Can you talk about the second reason of Tosis, or no?
What's the second?
The Pasuk?
No, I'm not getting it. That was just a proof that Rashi is wrong. But fundamentally, I'm okay with Tosis. I want to talk about why Rashi feels that it's okay to distinguish. Where's Rashi coming from? L'chora Tosis is right. I have no problems with Tosis. Right? Good. What is the sugya Maseches Makis? A very challenging sugya. Not clear sugya. Complicated sugya of Hazama. Who saw the sugya? Lami, you saw the sugya. Please present us the sugya Makis. No?
No, we didn't see it. That's what we were about to ask you about.
Uh-huh. Who saw the sugya Makis? Max Harvey.
When did they kill him?
And Morris.
Yeah, we got a question.
Zook, you saw the sugya Makis? Andy, you guys got the sugya Makis? So let's go. What does the Gemara say? Gemara says that there's a concept of Hazama. What does Hazama mean? Hazama does not mean, oh no, Savitsky, Makis is a, okay, don't get insulted because I'm going to Makis. You learn Makis in camp, there's a bad experience with the Rebbe, or
I didn't like Makis.
Okay. Says the Gemara Makis as follows. There's a difference between Hakosha and Hazama. Hakosha is something where just Avim are just contradicting the other Avim. Morty says black, I say white. He says white, I say black. It's just we contradict each other about the facts. So the Avis is thrown out. Hazama
is not a contradiction in facts. Hazam is a totally different parsha, and the stakes are much, much higher. Because guess what? The consequence of Hazama is that I will get Kasher Zamam Lasos Liachim. What I intended for the person that I'm testifying against to happen to him, I will get that same punishment. So therefore, says the Gemara, it only works in the following scenario. If you are Eidim and you testify that Morty did something wrong, and now another group of Eidim walk in and say, how could that be? Not because I'm countering your testimony, I'm being makhish and contradicting your Eidus. No, I'm not going to the root of Akasha, because if the root of Akasha, the result will just be throw out the Eidus. But we don't penalize and we don't punish the Eidus. However, when it comes to Azama, we say like this. I don't know about his Eidus, but I can tell you this much. If he's testifying that he was with you on Monday, he was with us the whole day on Monday. That's called Imanu Hayisem. You were with us. And therefore, whoa, the stakes just went up. We now have to punish him and penalize him exactly what he intended to do, Kasher Zamam, what he intended to do, La'achiv, to the person, to the Nidon, to the person we're judging.
So the Edom with the other Edom.
Exactly. That's the Parsha of Edom Zom. Comes along the Gemara and says, get this. If we were made on Monday that he killed, and other Edim come in and say, on Monday you were with us, so that can't be, but we agree that the guy killed, but it was on Tuesday or on Friday, the halacha is the Edim originally are killed. Hazama applies.
Specifically to Tuesday, Friday?
Yes. Oh, no, not anytime. Anytime. Right. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because at the time that I was made, although the second Edom agreed to the fact that he's a murderer, at the time, the clincher, the pinpointed time that I am testifying about him, there was no Edus yet and Psak Din on this person that he is a murderer, and therefore I intended to kill an innocent person. Although the facts are, Rabosai, in a day from now, or when we accept valid Edus on this person, a day later, he's going to get killed, and it's going to be valid. And the content of the Edus is correct. It doesn't matter. You're an Edus. Because at the time that you came into court, he was innocent. However, the Gemara contrasts this with the next case. The Gemara contrasts and says, however, if we have an argument about when the Gemar Din was in a court case, when the final Psak Halacha was in a court case about a murderer, I say it was on Sunday, they say it was on Monday, and they're coming to court, and they're coming to court on Tuesday, and everyone agrees that by Tuesday there was a Psak Din. So then what's the halacha? Says the Gemara. What's the Gemara say? Can you kill them?
No.
Because at the time that I testified, he was a Gavrik Taylor, the Gemara says. There was already, everyone's in agreement at the time of testimony. Right? It's a little clearer in the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? Everyone have a Rambam? No, it's not in the back of the Gemara. It's in the back of, where was it? We have a Makkas here? I don't have a Makkas here?
Yeah.
And you have a Rambam Hilchos Eidus? I think it was Tarakov, right? You don't have a
Rambam?
Ben, you want to get a Rambam? Shoftim?
You got it.
I meant yours, but go, Ben. Go.
Run from this.
Pause it. But if at the time that I testified, he was already considered a gavur deila, it was already registered in court that he had a psak din that he's a murderer. So then, even though from my edus, right, it might have been on a different day, it doesn't matter. But bottom line, there was already a gemar din. So b'meila, you were trying to kill a killed duck, and therefore you're not going to get hazama. You're not going to be killed. And then the Gemara adds in one other line. If that situation with the Gemara Din agreeing that, having a debate with his other Adin post the Gemara Din, right? Once he was already Chayev, also applies to the case of Knas. Yeah.
So that second case?
Yeah.
The second set of Adin.
What's taking him so long? I want to just bring it around. Yeah.
The second set of Adin aren't saying the first set are lying, they're just saying they're wrong.
They're wrong about the date, but we agree that at the time he was already a Gavur Deila.
That doesn't make sense.
There's no way you said they were added on.
It's complicated, Rabbi says. That's why I wanted to read out the case to you guys.
Avon Boshne Adin, Bishlishi Bishabish. Two Adin come on Tuesday, and they said the Nigmar Adin, that this guy was a murderer, was on Sunday. You were with us on Sunday. The Gmar Din in the other court that were saying that he was already done was not on Sunday, but it was either on Monday or it was on Friday, but on Sunday you were with us. But today's Tuesday when we're having this debate. So everyone's in agreement that there was a Gmar Din by the time that we are having this debate. Ein Edim Eru Shehizmu Ne'eragim. These Edim do not get Hazama, do not get the punishment, they're not killed. Shari Mikomakom Be'ez She'idu, at the time that they testified, Kvar nigmar dino lahariga. Because at the time that they testified, the Bezdin already paskined that they were murderers. Prior to Tuesday, it was registered in another court that they were murdered. So therefore, when I testified, what's the halacha? I was made on a dead goose, on a gavrik tela. So that's going to be a scenario where I'm not going to get Hazama, although it's very similar to the first case. The difference is there was already a Nigmar Adin before we testify.
So they're just mistaken about when it happened.
Right, exactly.
Well, the second Aegis is not even an Aegis in that case, because you're listening to the first one.
Right? No, but even though the first one turns out is wrong about the date.
You're not even listening to the second one because he's already got Rabbi Taylor, so you can't give an Adis.
I don't know. We're gonna rely on accurate Adis, but we're gonna say that there's no Hazama on the first set because at the end of the day they were trying to kill someone who was already killed. It was a Gavrik Tela.
Either you're listening to their Adis or their Adis will be.
We're learning the second Adis, but the second Adis doesn't translate to be Hazama to kill the second Adin because he was already, because they were being made on someone who was already
killed. The second
killed.
Pair isn't doing anything but coming to
they lied. Lamai said they lied.
Right.
They presented a false thing and they said about a day that it was Nigmar Din when there was no way they know about it. But it happens to be that it already was that the people that they testified already had a Gmar Din on them and they were already Gavrik Tela. So therefore the Hazama doesn't take effect because you're killing to kill someone who's dead.
I thought it was their Daskos.
Who?
That the second guys would be innocent because their Daskos was good. It was just
The second guys are always innocent.
The first guys.
The second guys are always innocent. The second guys are the Zomim. Are the Mazimim, right? No, it's not the fact that they were mistaken. It's just because they were trying to kill someone who was a dead goose.
So why were you here as a dead goose? They were Kasher Zaman.
Because it's not Kasher Zaman, because he was already dead.
It's only if they said it earlier.
Only if you try to kill a live person who wasn't going to be killed, do you have Hazama. That's what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara says the same thing applies to Knas. So it really depends on whether or not, at the time you had the Eidos, did he have a Gemara Din or not for that Eidos or not?
Was he a dead goose already? Not only in the world of life or death, but also in the world of having to pay knas. Clearly the Gemara is excluding one area of halacha. It's talking about paying knas, and it's talking about nefashos. What area is the Gemara clearly not talking about?
Mamon.
The Gemara is clearly not talking about mamon. And the question is why? Why don't we find this distinction when it comes to mamon? That they should have to pay, and it should depend on whether or not the Gemara Din happened prior or after, and then they should be exonerated, they should be putter if the Gemara Din happened before. Because they already paid, they were already trying to mechayev a dead goose. In the world of mamon also, you say it by knas, so it also applies to finances, so what's the difference? So Rashi says something very difficult to the Gemara. Tosos doesn't like it. Rashi says that when it comes to nefashos and knas, so a person could be moden, he could become putter. So therefore, it's not clear whether it's going to happen. So therefore, in a case where there's no gmar din yet, so therefore we're going to be mechayev you. Tosos doesn't like that because if you tell me that I can now be moden and then be putter from din and nefashos, so every murderer is just going to be moden after he kills and then I'll be putter. So that's not true. You can't be moden and exonerate yourself from nefashos. So Tosa says, no, the reason why Dina Nefashos is different is because by Dina Nefashos, the Gemara is saying, it's very unlikely that there's actually going to be a Gemara Din. It's not so likely, whereas by Dina Mominus, it's very easy, because Dina Nefashos, you have to go through a long cross-examination of the witnesses, and it has to come out to be correct. So who says that this is even going to be carried out? So therefore, until you have the Gemara Din, we're not going to change the rules and regulations over here, says Tosfos in Maseches Makos. But Dinei Mamonos, it's very easy, so therefore we don't make a distinction, and we say you're always going to be chayev when it comes to Dinei Mamonos. So that's Tosfos' distinction. Okay? That's not what I want to draw from this Gemara. Again, Tosfos and Rashi and everyone's trying to explain why the Gemara draws this distinction between Kodim Gemara Din and after Gemara Din, for the Zomimim to get punished by specifically Dinei Knas and Dinei Nefashos, and not by Dinei Mamonos. And Tosfos says the reason is because by Dinei Nefashos, until you have Gemara Din, you're not really dealing with necessarily a Chiyav, because it's very unlikely that it's going to happen. Right? And Knas also, you also need Drisha V'Chakira to be Mechayev Knas. So that's what Tosfos says to explain the Gemara. That's why these two distinguishing principles of whether or not the Zomim are going to be Chayav or Patur will depend on whether or not there was Gemara Din beforehand or there was Gemara Din not yet. But if you analyze Tosfos, it's not really a fundamental distinction. It's just a practical distinction. It's just how likely this is going to happen. Meaning if the Gemara Din didn't happen when Dinei Nefashos, so you're actually trying to kill someone who really probably wouldn't have gotten killed. Because it's very unlikely for there to be a Gemara Din, because you have to go through a whole process of cross-examination. And that makes it very unlikely for us to come out with a solid psak against this individual, because the cross-examination has to be correct and valid. So therefore Tosfos says, that's the distinction in the Gemara. But comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, I disagree with Rashi and I disagree with Tosfos, and I have an absolutely different fundamental distinction between Mamon and the rest of the Chiyuvim of Knas and Nefashos for the rest of Shas, and pay attention to me, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I don't know why Rashi and Tosfos had to bend over backwards to explain this Gemara. I have something fundamental to tell you, and this Rabbi Akiva Eiger is so yisodistic, Rabosai. Maybe possibly the most yisodistic thing that we're going to say all year. Kiva Eger says, the obligation to pay monetary payments, which include paying back a loan, paying back damages, paying back something that you owe in the world of Dinei Mamonos, and the obligation to pay back Dinei Knas, which by definition the Gemara tells us, Dinei Knas is something above and beyond the value of what you obligated or you damaged. It's an added Knas is literally defined as being a fine, an added penalty. means we're slapping on an einish, a fine. Okay, it happens to be not be an einish with a whip, and it's not an einish with a fireball that's going to drop down your body and I get sreifa, but it's an einish with money.
You saw this, right?
That's a knas. Says Reb Kiva Eiger, that's a punishment. Comes along Reb Kiva Eiger when it comes to Dine Mominis. If I walk into the court and I admit to the fact that I owe money, everyone knows that I'm chayiv, even if Edom don't come in. The chayiv emanates in Dine Mominis from the original maisa of the loan or the original maisa of the nezek, the original action that obligates the monetary payments. It's not the Din Torah. The Din Torah is not creating something new. The Din Torah is not introducing a new reality. The Din Torah that we need with Dayanim, when we have a Din Torah, when Morty and I are arguing whether or not he's chayav to be mamon, the Dayanim are not creating a new chiyuv, yesh me'ayin, they're not abracadabra creating something. If he taka owes me money, he owes me money from the beginning, from the get-go. What are the Bezdin doing in Dine Mominis, says Reb Kiva Eiger? They're just being mevarer. They're just clarifying the facts. They're just trying to search through the mud and to find out, is it taka true that there was an original obligating factor in their meeting each other between me and Avitan that when we met and we decided to go into this venture, he obligated me some money. But when we pinpoint the Shas Chiyuv, the time that I become obligated, it goes back to not the Din Torah. It goes back to March 2014. It goes back to an old reality. And Vaharaya, the Bezdin is going to say you can collect from those nechasim that he sold from that point on because that's the obligating factor. So the Bezdin is coming just to clarify, just to research the story, but not to be mechadesh achir, Nathan. Masha'en Kain says Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Dine Nefashos, until Edim come in, and in Dine Knas, which is a fine and a penalty, above and beyond my action and my monetary obligation, a chiyuv that Bezdin is mechadish and introduces to me, that is something that only exists in the world of Halacha once Bezdin accepted Edim and created that chiyuv and introduced that chiyuv. But Ad Kama Bezdin don't say Harei Atachayo or Tzei Tenlo. Kol O that Bezdin don't say those words and don't introduce that Chiyuv. Does that monetary Chiyuv exist even in the world of Knas? The answer is one big?
No.
Says Reb Kiva Eiger, the Gemara reads like a charm. The Gemara knew what it was saying. The Gemara says, Gemar Din, when it comes to Dine Nefashos and Dine Knas are pivotal. That's exactly what creates the obligation. But when it comes to Dine Mominis, it's not just a practicality. It's not just about cross-examining about how likely this is to happen and whether or not you're obligating something that wasn't likely or was likely. No. The Chiyuv emanates from the original story. It has nothing to do with Gemar Din. So therefore, by Dine Mominis, we don't care. At the end of the day, the obligating factor is emanating from that original story. When you did that original halva, it has nothing really to do with the Bezdin. So that's why you don't find this distinction of Kodim Gemar Din and Acher Gemar Din, of whether or not we were agreeing whether or not there was a Gemar Din or not when we testified about this person. That's only relevant in the world of where Gemar Din creates the Chiyuv. Like by Dine Nefashos, or by Dine Knas. But by Dine Mominis, what is whether or not there was a Gemar Din or not a Gemar Din prior to your Eidos make a difference? At the end of the day, the obligating factor is not the Gemar Din. Bezdin is not creating something new when it comes to Dine Mominis. The obligating factor would exist even without Bezdin if this guy walked in and said, I owe you $100. He's chayav. Hodos Baldin, in Dine Mominus, that exists. Bezdin just exists if the guy's giving me a hard time, so I need Bezdin's help to get it out of me, or to prove that I'm right, to be mevar, to clarify. But the Chiyuv is not from Gemar Din. Gemar Din doesn't play a role. The Chiyuv of Dine Mominus is from the get-go. So why should this distinction in the Gemara Makos between Kodim Gemara Din or Acher Gemara Din be relevant to Dinei Mamonis?
You see how sweet Rav Kiva Eger reads in the Gemara Makos? Much sweeter than Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos is no fundamental distinction. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's just a likelihood. Just a practicality. It's not definitional to Gemara Din. Says Rav Kiva Eger, not only is that not pshat, says Rav Kiva Eger, I'm telling you, from this Gemara, are you citing Dine Mamonis versus Dine Kras and Dine Nefoshes? Do not compare the two. And that's what the Gemara is getting at in Makas Daf Hey, telling you, are you sowed for life? Who creates Chiyuvin? The answer to that question is not the same in the category of Dine Mamonis and the category of Dine Kras and the category of Dine Nefoshes. And Ad Kama, no matter how much testimony you have, Hakana, that the Beis Din did not decide to paskin in Dinei Nefoshos or in Dinei Mamonis, he's not a Gavrik Tela, and he's not Chayiv Knas yet. Although he did the Maisa, although he popped out the Eved's eye, but it, was there a Psak Din or is there not a Psak Din? That's what Kiva Eger learns in this Gemara. Yes, sir.
Well, we learned last year when it looked like if you're going to kill somebody,
so right,
then you're allowed to kill them, right? They didn't do anything yet, so why is that any different here?
Rodif is a chiddush lalacha. The fact is, I can do it to save
someone. So if you murder, let's say you murder somebody, so yeah. I can't kill you. You know, you're a chayiv.
Well,
let's say if you have all the hasarah.
A third unassociated party, no, I can't kill you. No.
I can't even kill you as a gol adam until Beis Din clarifies that it was actually, they give me the right to do so.
So luckily you're not considered a murderer until Beis Din says you are?
No. Can't kill him. If I would kill you then,
well, you're not considered,
if I would kill you then, I'd be chayv misa.
You're a regular
Tad psak din, I would be chayv misa.
You're not considered a murderer.
No.
Once Beis Din paskens, you will be mevar that you are, but it's only from now, mikana lahaba. Why am I learning this? Why am I taking you to Makkos? Why are we learning this complicated case? Rabbeisai, what's the answer to Rashi, the mysterious Rashi? Again, what sugya are we learning right now? Sugya of Srara by Ger. So we want to know the mystery and the resolution to this unclear Rashi telling us that for some reason a Ger to be done. A Yid, a Jew. Oh, Zuck the Rashi that they're allowed to judge even a Yisrael when it comes to Dinei Mamonis and not Dinei Nefoshos. And we ask the Kasha, Rashi Ribbono Shel Olam, why would you not say like Tosfos? A Dayan is a Dayan. Sroar in authority, you're making $200,000 a year as a Dayan, you bill $1,000 an hour, you're mamish an authoritative person. Why are you being mechalim to Dinei Mamonis, Dinei Nefoshos? Zok Tehelig and Rashi. No, there's a difference. So how do I know there's a difference? Because I'm using Rabbi Kiva Eger's pshat in the Gemara in Makkos. Okay, in the Chanami it's a good kasha, but Lamaisa, the din of Rabbi Kiva Eger is true. And I have a Tosfos in Ksubas that says it beferish on Lama Gimel Mabez. Unfortunately, we didn't get there last year. Tosfos in Ksubas says it beferish. Rabbi Isai, Dr. Bikiva Eger, I'm telling you a fundamental distinction between Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefoshos. Memele, Rabbi Isai, one can take it one step further and say that that's also going to have implications on what type of halacha is authoritative, is something that a ger cannot be involved with on another Yisrael, and what area of halacha is not so authoritative. He's not something that I would call srara, and you being on top of me, and being above me, and being like a melech. Som tos melech a melech. So now comes along Rashi, from the Rebbe Kiva Eger's approach in Dine Mamonis versus Dine Knas, and Dine Nefoshos, and tells me, when do Beis Din be mechadish and create something authoritatively? In which area of halacha? Dine Nefoshos. And Dine Mamonis, they're just an agency that's clarifying. They're just clearing up the smoke, figuring out something that already existed Yedim a long time from Amal, from a historical date, something that already existed. They're just clarifying that. That's not authoritative. That's not something that's considered to be a dayin, a soin tosim alach hamelech. So memele, with this Reb Kiva Eiger and Makis that we now used to now clarify, Rabbeisai, this din of dine nefashos versus dine mamonis, perhaps we can now begin to explain Rashi Shita that distinguishes between a ger judging a Yisrael in the area of dine mamonis as opposed to dine nefashos. One is authoritative, one is sarara, one is not sarara. Mir Tashem tomorrow, Rabbi Isai, we have a special, special Parsha Shmuz tomorrow in the morning. Rabbi Isai, please, everyone, be here in the morning. And then Mitzvah Shem will wrap up the sugya. We have to finish up the sugya to understand the real issues with Srara and what is the problem with a ger being done on a bezdin. And in Mitzvah Shem, we're going to do the Ktsais and the Rambam and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And we're going to wrap up everything in the Ramban and Yevamis. And we're going to wrap up everything. And we're going to come out with a Meir Digi Yisod when it comes to the sugya of Geras and Srara. Yeah.